This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Despite mounting public awareness, New Hampshire, like other states, is struggling to contain its opioid epidemic. Part of the problem is a lack of real-time information about who is using opioids, especially fentanyl, and how government policies can help them stop. Lisa Marsh is among a group of researchers hoping to fill that information gap. Marsh is director of the Dartmouth Center for Technology and Behavioral Health, and with funding from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, she and her colleagues recently interviewed opioid users and first responders throughout New Hampshire, asking about how someone becomes addicted and how they can be helped. Marsh joins me now to discuss the report. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So when you went into the study, before your team began conducting interviews, what were the questions that you wanted answers to?
So the goal of this study, it's called the New Hampshire Hotspot Study, was really to better understand the confluence of factors that are giving rise to the disproportionately high rate of fentanyl overdoses we're seeing in the state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire has the highest rate of fentanyl overdoses per capita relative to any other state in the U.S. and has experienced a doubling of fentanyl deaths in the past couple of years. And so the goal here was to conduct a rapid epidemiological study in which we conducted systematic interviews and surveys with active fentanyl and heroin users, as well as a number of first responders, emergency department personnel, and fire personnel and police and emergency medical services to understand what's happening in New Hampshire communities to better inform community response to the crisis.
So let's go through some of your findings. What surprised you about the stories you heard from both users and first responders?
I think one issue that was quite surprising is that consumers are actively seeking out fentanyl. I think there were some misconceptions that they were seeking out heroin and they were accidentally getting fentanyl mixed in with the product. And certainly that was the case for some consumers, especially early on in the fentanyl crisis. But there's a significant market demand for fentanyl. And in fact, if you talk to folks in southern New Hampshire, where this is the main focus of the crisis, heroin, they say, is becoming a thing of the past, and the product is fentanyl.
Yeah, one of the surprising things that I saw in your study here was that you quoted one person saying, if you find a heroin dealer, pretty much you're finding fentanyl.
Yes, indeed, and that's increasingly the case. We saw a couple of years ago there was a lot of heroin-fentanyl product combined, but now it's heavily fentanyl product as the product of choice.
A variety of factors, as you said, contributing to this problem. You spoke to a lot of people who were using these drugs. What did they say about how they got started?
The majority of the respondents started using opioids with prescription opioids. Over 80% of our participants had their introduction to opioids with a prescription opioid, either used non-medically or many were introduced through prescribed opioids for pain management. And then on average, we found that a couple of years after the prescription opioid use, these folks shifted to heroin use. And then a couple of years, about 1.5 or so years after the introduction to heroin, we saw a transition to fentanyl. So it's an interesting trajectory from pills to heroin to fentanyl in most of our respondents.
And emergency responders in New Hampshire and elsewhere have been using Narcan, which counteracts overdoses. Your report found that users had a kind of complicated relationship with Narcan, even though it occasionally saves their lives. Can you tell us a little bit about how users feel about Narcan, what it does, and how they get access to it?
Yeah, so Narcan is an effective opioid overdose reversal medication, and it can save one's life if they're overdosing. What we find, though, is that there's some tension often at the scene of an overdose where some folks at the scene may be reluctant to call first responders because they may be concerned that the overdose scene may be treated as a crime scene despite the presence of Good Samaritan laws, and they're worried that they may have some personal consequences if they're at the scene or have some drug paraphernalia on them.
Because there's a widespread belief that while we say that, you know, you can call and get help, there's still some distrust of police.
Absolutely. That was a very consistent theme from consumers in our study.
One of the things that surprised me about the interactions of first responders and those getting Narcan is that those who are brought back basically from what the first responders consider to be death are very angry. They're angry that they've been
oh,
brought
yeah.
back.
very angry and often very aggressive. So they, you know, rapidly want to exit the emergency department or wherever the overdose reversal has taken place, and can be aggressive to the person who's just saved their lives. Yeah.
Last week, the CDC reported that opioid prescriptions have dropped nationwide, though the trend was not consistent. And in some New Hampshire counties, for example, prescription rates actually went up. People you interviewed believe that slowing prescriptions would only force users to turn to heroin. So how can New Hampshire and other states make progress in controlling prescription opioids?
Opioid prescriptions have started to decrease, as you said, in some parts of the country, but fatalities from opioids are still increasing, as we know. And I think what's really key is that we have to curb our prescribing rates of prescription opioids to prevent new generations of users, of individuals who are creating more and ongoing market demand for opioids. We have to break that trajectory at the beginning with our prescribing practices of opioids, while at the same time tackling what we see with the synthetic opioid crisis.
Lisa Marsh is director of the Dartmouth Center for Technology and Behavioral Health and co-author of a study on the use of drugs like fentanyl in New Hampshire. Lisa, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And you can find a link to the report as well as the CDC's findings at our website, nhpr.org.